We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, let them know. You just can't not show up. Like, what you guys think? You just don't show up. I mean, we have a job. You know, my job is to let everyone know what's going on with me while I'm not here. I tell you guys, it was a personal external.
All right, that's Antonio Brown. I'm going to say this as direct as possible to what's left of the Antonio Brown Apologist Club.
Well, I think it's a club that's growing in number, actually.
If Antonio Brown is true to his word there, I had a reason to not be there. Mike Tomlin knew why I wasn't there or why I wasn't going to be there. Then why is the coach fining him? If it's an excused absence, if there's a personal reason, if there's a good reason, why is the coach fining him?
Right.
It's one thing for us outside the organization to criticize Brown for skipping work. It's very different when the coach says, this rises to the level where I want to take money out of my best player's pocket.
I just don't get it, man. There's a major disconnect here. And for all the fake news, you guys are the ones causing this to be a big story. We're going with what each guy said. Mike Tomlin talks of discipline in reference to Monday. Antonio Brown tells a 180-degree different story. I told Coach, what? Come on, you think I just don't show up? That's not how it works. It sounds like that's exactly what happened if we listen to your coach. Believe me, there's some part of me here that wouldn't mind just talking football, but these guys make it impossible by not being close to on the same page. As a matter of fact, they're completely opposed in their stories of what's happening. I don't know how you can hear AB, how you can hear what Tomlin had said previously and think, oh yeah, those two stories match up, because that's what I'm getting from some people, Andrew, is, well, Brown talked. What did you guys want? This is what you wanted out of him. He talked, so move on now. What? He didn't really clarify much of anything other than the tweet stuff.
If anything, he made his coach sound like a guy that disciplined him for no good reason. And so if you're pro Antonio Brown, does that mean you're anti-Mike Tomlin?
Right? That's an interesting way to put it.
If you're on Antonio Brown's side, that means you think Tomlin is a goof for fining him.
Well, then here's what
Why is the coach putting his hand in Antonio Brown's pocket?
Right.
He has no right to do
Well, no, if Antonio Brown really felt like he was unjustifiably fined, wouldn't the Players Association step in and say, wait a minute,
Where's Ramon Foster? Where's Demoris Smith?
So to me, Antonio Brown's trying to put a good face on this by not hammering Mike Tomlin for it. And just hoping that people will hear him say, no, I talked to Coach, it's all good, and think, nothing to see here. If he was fined, despite having informed the team to their satisfaction as to why he wouldn't be at meetings, right?
Yep.
Ramon Foster, Marquise Pouncey, and I forget who the other player rep is, should be going crazy, doing like the hockey goal siren to Demoris Smith saying, you've got to fight for our guy here. There's no fine that's warranted. He was excused.
I mean, I think most workplaces have personal days built in to the amount of time you can take off. You get sick days, you get vacation days, you get a personal day.
Isn't Tuesday Antonio Brown's off day? The player's off day is Tuesday, and Mike Tomlin, we all
made him come in.
My ultimate read of this, we had a defiant, frustrated guy addressing the media there today, Pony, and the only restraint I feel he showed was that he tried to gloss over whether or not he and Tomlin had communicated about Monday.
I just wanted an admission of wrongdoing.
And all you got
was
the tweet.
I screwed up here. I should have been to work. You know, I didn't give them a satisfactory answer. I didn't give them a timely answer on it. The coach wants to make an example out of me. I accept that. Now let's go beat the Bucks. No, instead I got, why would you guys think that I wouldn't show up from work? And, you know, you guys are the ones that are making this a big deal. 412-928-9370. Here is Mike. He's on the fan. Hi, Mike.
How you doing?
Hey.
Hey, just wanted to say, I agree with Antonio Brown. He addressed what he had to address today. There was a conflict between him and Coach Tomlin. did he know Monday or not? But I, you know, all week you guys have been talking about Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
You know, that outweighs the defensive problems we have. I mean, that's the story for me this week.
So you don't think it's a big story when the team's best player doesn't show up to work?
That is a big story.
Okay, well then there you go. You just
it's done.
It is.
Here's what
he
I
just
don't
talked
get, Mike.
10 minutes ago, Mike.
Mike, how do you reconcile Brown's explanation of saying, "No, I told the coach," with the coach levying discipline? This is a union and management thing, and I would think if he was unjustifiably fined, then the union reps would be all over this.
Let me step in with this, Mike. Do you criticize Mike Tomlin for his team's lack of discipline?
I do.
Oh well, here you go. Then this is a big story. If you're a guy who stands up and says, Mike Tomlin needs to be more disciplined, Mike Tomlin needs to finally put his foot down, then this is a big story. If you don't think discipline matters, Chris, if you don't think these kinds of things affect football games, you can take the stance that you guys should talk about the defense more, because all of this is, what, innocuous?
Window dressing.
Right. But if you're Mr. Mike Tomlin's undisciplined guy...
Well, yeah, I have it both ways. I don't think the off-the-field stuff connects to the on-the-field, but I also think this is a huge story because it's two guys telling a different version of the same event. Here's the real truth with, like, a Mike or anybody else that's going to call in and blame us for blowing this out of proportion or say, why aren't you talking about the admittedly terrible defense? At some point in time, Steelers fans, I think, with any story like this, even if they started off anti-AB a couple days ago, get fed up enough with the fact that they keep hearing about negative stories that involve their guys, a team in very obviously in turmoil record-wise, and want to move on and just say, can we at least focus on the field and the problems that are at least scheme-related?
Okay, but here's where I'm going to disagree with you.
I'm not saying I agree with them.
No, but here's one of the reasons why I think that statement, like speaking for the fan base, is off. When you say our guy, how many Steelers fans feel that way about Antonio Brown right now?
I think more than you would expect, because I think they're rallying. There's a rallying seemingly happening around the idea that we keep talking about something that's very much the A1 story with the Steelers. I really believe that.
Anthony's next. Hi, Anthony. Well, you got to get a better phone line, Anthony. I can't, or better service. I can barely understand you, but see if you can work that out, and we'll get back to you. Here's Ron. He's on the fan. Hi, Ron.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
My biggest concern is the separation that's going on with the team and the coach. Are they losing respect for Mike? You know, this goes back years when Ben said the practices were too hard, and then Bell said that we were unprepared for the games. You know, they're losing respect slowly but surely for Mike Tomlin.
Yeah, I agree with that. Chris, can you – everything goes back to New England for me. They're the sun in this solar system.
Mm-hmm.
Can you picture a Patriots player after getting fined by Bill Belichick at his locker contradicting Belichick's story?
No. I mean, and that's why I thought that this was a big story from the minute Brown said what he said, because it doesn't happen that way. We're going to hear Eric Mangini at the top of the 3 o'clock hour because
an ex-Patriots assistant.
Right, who blew up the Spygate thing, of course. The broad view topic besides AB, I think, has become in national football circles. So this isn't just us or whatever, or Cook and Joe or the morning show, has Mike Tomlin lost control? And in what Mangini says contained within is, I think, a really weird sort of telling statement where he's trying to endorse Mike Tomlin but doing a very poor job of it, like almost as poor a job as he did coaching the Jets.
We'll take more of your phone calls as the Antonio Brown Brigade seems to be coming out of the woodwork here.
Do you not agree with what I'm saying? That people are rallying around that they don't want to talk about off field. They're just trying to go la 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 la. I don't want to think about this.
Maybe. It's just interesting to me now that people are trying to come up with rationalizations for not showing up to work and acting the way that Brown did Sunday. And his lack of contrition and acceptance of what he did wrong is really troubling for me and probably sets the Steelers up for another one of these situations where Brown acts up again. 412-928-9370 if you want to join our conversation. Brown reacted to a question about being consumed by stats, by being just a total me-first guy. You'll hear his thoughts on that. We'll take your phone calls, too. It's the PM team.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.